Yo, today's QOD is you have to enjoy every stage of your life. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Bishop T.D. Jakes on the show today. He's going to encourage you to embrace the different phases of your life, the stages of your life, the seasons of your life. And like Steve Harvey said a couple of weeks ago, quit tripping during the process. Like, trust the process. You can't expect your life to be summer all the time. You can't expect your life to be ups all the time. There are going to be downs, but you got to trust the process. And you want to embrace the fact that even when life is crushing you, you are transforming and becoming someone better. T.D. Jakes is coming up.
You are fearfully and marvelously made. I'm gonna go after something else. You have to enjoy every stage of your life. I was watching the young people up here, and they was you do that while your knees work. That's a stage. But listen, when that stage is over, your joy isn't over. You gotta find the beauty in every season. Whether it's autumn or spring or absolute winter, you have to find the beauty of the season you're in your life. Because we are frustrated, we are not innovative. Because you don't have any energy for creativity because all of your energy is going in. One of the things my book, Crushing, is built around understanding how to turn pain into power. And one of the things I found out is that the brain processes pain, the same signals that go off in the brain when you break your leg go off in your brain when you break your heart. So emotional pain processes the same way physical pain does. So some of you have not been crushed physically, but you've been crushed emotionally and mentally, and you've been crushed in your ways that your brain doesn't know the difference. I might as well have crushed you physically. The brain processes it the same way. What you need to know is that there is purpose in the crushing. Now I'm going to show you something. Because God is a winemaker. And you must understand that the grape is one of the few fruits that is raised to be crushed. The crushing place is the metamorphosis. To turn it into a state that will preserve it for decades and sometimes hundreds of years. If you kept it a grape, it would rot and spoil. But if you crush it and turn it into wine, it will endure the test of time. Just because the crushing changed you doesn't mean it killed you. He is making wine. He is making wine out of everything you have been through and putting you in a state. Now, anybody getting something out of this? Watch this, because when you are being crushed, you are going to be miserable and you're going to be frustrated because you have to give up your first form. To move into your final form. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And you're going to be frustrated because we're so in love with what we were. Come on, talk to me. We're so in love with what was that we have stated like the good old days. They wasn't that good. You got amnesia. They were not nearly as good. Let me tell you something. There's a trade-off to every season, okay? And I saw him. He was all the way down to the floor. See, I act like I'm going down there. I ain't going down there. I am going one-third of the way, and I'm coming back up. I got parameters at this age. I'm 62. I can drop it like it's hot. It's just that I can't get it back up again. You understand? When I was as young as he was, I would walk the backs of the pews all the way to the back preaching. I don't do that now. But I know more than I ever knew in my life. I know who I am. I know where I am. Age gave me gifts that youth could never give me. But I had to be willing to let go of what was to embrace what is. The grape has to be willing to give up the smooth texture of the outer parameters of its skin and the dew that meets it early in the morning in order for it to be crushed and give up that to become wine. Now, God is making wine out of you. And listen, you're more effective to the consumer if you're wine than you are if you're grapes. Here's the thing I want to warn you about. You have to watch your parameters because wine needs room to expand. And some of you are encased in old skins that have lost their elasticity. In other words, the people you have around you or the systems you have around you, the situations that you have around you have denied you the room to evolve. Touch your neighbor and say, give me some room because I'm getting ready to expand. I'm getting ready to expand. Enlarge my cords and strengthen my stakes. I'm getting ready to expand. There's some business people in here. You're getting ready to expand. You're getting ready to expand into another dimension, into a completely different level. You're getting ready to expand. You've got to expand. You've got to expand. You've got to go to the next dimension. God is getting ready to take you to another dimension because where you are no longer challenges you. God is getting ready to cause you to expand. And whether you know it or not, or whether the test came back positive or negative or not, or whether you gained any belly fat or not, you are pregnant. You're pregnant in your spirit. You're pregnant in your heart. You're pregnant in your ideas and your creativity. And you're getting ready to bud and blossom and bring forth fruit and go to the next level. Who am I talking to in this room?
That was T.D. Jakes. His website is tdjakes.org. You can watch today's entire talk on the Facebook. It is called 212 Conference with T.D. Jakes Ministry Starts Now. All right, my friend, that is it for me. Follow me on the Instagram for daily motivational reels at Sean Croxton. And I will see you tomorrow with Throwback Thursday and Carla Harris. I'm out. Peace.